Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba.
A tough weekend to be a West Tigers fan. And look, I've been quite critical about the West Tigers over the last 18 months or so. And look, the one thing that I always say is that for the sake of the West Tigers fans who are extremely loyal, I hope the West Tigers do better. I hope they prove me wrong. Because the West Tigers fans, they are incredibly loyal. They have been through so much shit and dysfunction and stuff that has been completely out of their control during their existence. I mean, to have two rival clubs that didn't want to be together, merged together. It has always been chaotic. They had the highlight of 05, which was fantastic. I think they've played finals footy once or twice since. I think 2010, I could be wrong, but I think 2010 was the last time they made the finals. This is a long time ago. They had an unbelievable group of players coming through in Mitch Moses, Teddy, Brooksy, these sort of guys. And that's just the start of the list of guys. I mean, off the top of my head, you look at the Melbourne Storm franchise right now, Pappenhausen, Josh Addo-Carr, two guys that went through that system. There's a number of other guys in the NRL. I think I'm the only rugby league page in the world that hasn't made a best 17 of Tigers players that left or whatever the hell it is. But there is a heap of talent around that hasn't stayed at the West Tigers, so it has always been tough. And this is why I feel for West Tigers fans. This is why I always finish. No matter what I say negative about the Tigers, I always say I hope they prove me wrong, because you guys, your fans, the fans of the West Tigers, you guys that are listening, you deserve better. And I understand you do. I've been to numerous West Tigers games. I love when you go to Leichhardt and you see the absolute passion. And you saw it the other day. You saw it when the West Tigers ran out. Obviously, Tommy Raddatikas is the week that he passed away, so a special thing for him there. Obviously, Brooksy, he wore jersey 22 and he came out with the number 7, came down those famous steps at Leichhardt Oval. I remember being there a few times as a kid, and I had my footy side's grand final there 2 years ago. It's just so special when you walk out of those change rooms. You've got the black, orange and white all across the walls, and then you've got those old school pictures up on your right hand side as you come around the corner to go down the steps with the Tigers symbol up there, and you know, they all touch as they walk out. It's a special thing. And of course, you know, that black, white and orange that's there, take out the orange and the black and white, that's what Tommy Raddatikas built. Being a proud Magpie, it was incredibly disappointing to see the performance that they put out at Leichhardt Oval in that game in such a special moment. I mean, I wasn't at Leichhardt, but just watching it on TV, you could tell how much emotion was in that place. There's always emotion in Leichhardt whenever they go there. There's a lot of emotion that goes into that. But for it to be a Sunday afternoon against the North Queensland Cowboys, who had been going like an absolute busted arsehole for the last month, they hardly look like a football side. For the West Tigers to put out that sort of a first half, I thought that was incredibly disappointing. And I never think it's good to see a team booed off at halftime, but I'll tell you what, if there was ever a time where a team deserved to be booed off, for me, that was it. That might be harsh. I know you all think I hate the Tigers. I don't. I just want to see them do better. I want to see them be more successful. For them to go in at halftime, I want to say 30-0 was it off the top of my head. I think the Cowboys only scored one try in the second half to Lachlan Burr. I mean, 30-6, I think it was. Sorry, Dane Laurie, he scored the second try of the game. 30-6 in that sort of a game against that team without Jason Taumalolo, like, it is nothing short of embarrassing. And fuck, I felt for West Tigers fans that day. I felt for them so bad. And you know what? They came back in the second half. They played all right. They had a few controversial calls. But I just don't understand how this team didn't get up for that game. And for me, this is another scenario of the West Tigers just thought they were going to do it easy against the Cowboys. And the Cowboys, they wanted it more. They took a lot of risks. They punted. And it quite often, it came up good for them. They scored a lot of tries off kicks. They, as I said, they rolled the dice the other day because they wanted to win. They wanted to get themselves off the canvas. And I just thought the West Tigers, they had so many opportunities to get back into that game. And they just blew it time after time. And gee, it was just so frustrating to watch that game. And to then watch how the interchange was used as well. I mean, you obviously had Joey Leilua who returned for this game. He got HIA'd about 10 minutes into the game, so that hurt. I understand that. But, I mean, the guy that annoyed me the most was how James Tarmo was used. He played the first 28 minutes, then we didn't see him again. Zane Musgrove, if you would have said to me at the start of the season, how's Zane Musgrove going to go this year? I would have told you, I'm not sure if he plays first grade. He's been sensational the last few weeks. He's been absolutely unreal. He plays 39 minutes. James Tomo plays 28 minutes and doesn't come on in the back end. I don't understand how they were coming back in this game and they didn't use James Tomo. It just doesn't make much sense to me. Alex Twell played 65 minutes. I mean, he didn't play 80. They only used James Tomo in the first 30-odd minutes. They had Luke Garner coming off the bench. I mean, I don't understand what was happening here. Stefano, he played 40-odd minutes. McKaylee played 27. I feel like this team is just in disarray at the moment, and I can't tell you how disappointing that was the other day. Obviously, I tipped the Tigers and whatnot, and look, I felt like a Cowboys win was coming. I obviously tipped them last week against the Sharks, and fuck you all, let me know about that. And fair enough, too, they got done by 40, as I said. Didn't even look like a football team. And, of course, I should have just known they were going to bounce back in this game. This is the sort of thing that makes sense to the Tigers. A big occasion, Sunday afternoon, Leichhardt Oval, against a team going like an absolute bastard, and they can't perform. Incredibly disappointing, and I feel for all you West Tigers fans out there. God, it must be frustrating. It's frustrating for me, and they don't really mean anything to me. They're just another footy side. For you guys, I really do feel for you. And the one thing I did like was hearing Madge after the game, how passionate he was. And there was an opportunity where one of the interviewers asked him about a referee decision, and he just straight away turned down and said, "Nah, we let in 34 points. Don't come at me with video referees decision." I thought that was fantastic leadership from Michael Maguire. I really did like that. The question about James Tarmo was asked, and I think he just said, "Oh, that's just the way the game went." I don't really understand that. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. But I don't understand how a guy with this much experience and that sort of a leader in the middle could be off for that long. It just doesn't add up to me. Now, Madge, he's made some changes this week, which I think was probably necessary. The biggest one to come out that a lot of people are talking about is, of course, Jacob Little being dropped. Now, I will say this, Jacob Little, I think he's been pretty good this year. I think he's been very good, to be honest with you. I don't think he deserved to get dropped, but from the little highlights and stuff I've seen of the hooker that's come in, Jake Simkin, in the New South Wales Cup this year, he has been unreal. And from the people that talk to me that Tiger diehards that are quite often quite critical of their side, and that's the one thing I've got to say, like, a lot of the time I find that fans of clubs are quite biased. And look, West Tigers fan, this is why I got so much respect for you guys. You will always stand up for your club. You'll tell me I'm an idiot, you'll spray me, but you are quite critical of your own, and I find that quite often they are honest. And a lot of these loyal fans I talk to have been talking about Jake Simkin for a couple of weeks, so interesting to see how he goes. I like that Madge has backed this young kid. Personally, I would have kept Little on the bench. But once again, you have this problem that I've been talking about for 18 months named Moses Mbai. He's in this team. He doesn't have a position. We're paying him so much. We've got to put him somewhere. So I think Jacob Little, especially for all of us super coaches, that one has really, really stung. I would have had him in the team somewhere. I'm surprised he hasn't held on to a spot. But they obviously want to have Moses Mbai in there somewhere, who I thought, to be honest with you, was pretty good when he jumped in at centre the other day. Zane Musgrove, as I said, I think he's had a sensational start to the season. I'm surprised he's gone back to the bench. Stefano, this kid, I like him. I think he's got a lot to offer. I think that it's a bit of a panic stations move to have him starting in the front row now. I'm not sure if this is the change that I would have made. I still think he's going to be better off the bench. Interested to see his minutes. And look, of course, this is all just on paper, so it all depends on what Madge does, and this might not be the team that he runs with against South Sydney this week. It could change completely, but just the optics looking at it, I'm a little bit confused where the West Tigers are heading here. I'm assuming BJ Lelua won't be past fit to play this week, hence why he's not in the 21 or whatever it is. He's not there anywhere. So you've had Kapoa, who comes in at the centres, another one that I'm questioning the hands on these kids. I think it'll be really interesting seeing Kapoa there. I thought Jimmy the Jet, he looked so disinterested the other day as well. That was worrying signs from him in a game that they really should have been up for. It's a big worry that Madge couldn't get them up for this game. I feel like I could have got them up for this game, you know what I mean? I just think it's worrying signs, and I do feel for Madge to some extent. You can see the emotion, you can see the stress that's going into him, and I love that he didn't try and point fingers. I love that he owned the loss, he owned the result, and he's putting the emphasis back on his players. A tough week, though, to come up against the South Sydney Rabbitohs with Cody Walker returning. It is a very, very brutal week for the West Tigers. Coming off that loss, there's going to be a lot of expectation, but this South Sydney side, they're not there to fuck spiders. Then they take on the Manly Seagulls next week. That's another game they'll be expected to win heavily. You have, of course, got Tom Trbojevic returning now, so that game changes completely. Going to be very, very interesting to see how this one plays out over the next few weeks for the West Tigers, but the other day was incredibly disappointing for me. I cannot believe the way that the West Tigers came out against the Cowboys there. That was just so disappointing. It's not even funny. I don't understand. There must have been a moment before they ran out for that game where they were sitting in the change room next to each other. Madge was given his final instructions, and there must have been a moment where they looked over and Luke Brooks would have been holding that 7 jersey, or that 7 jersey would have been visible somewhere in that room. A guy just full of so much fight and so much passion for half of what this club has been built on, and they just came out with nothing. It was misfire after misfire. They were weak through the middle. I couldn't even fathom how on earth this team, before they ran out, they looked each other in the eye at Leichhardt Oval. For Tommy Raddatzis, they had a moment of silence to think about him as well. They had that 7 jersey on the sideline, and still just nothing, just misfires. I couldn't believe it. And as I said, I am negative on the West Tigers sometimes because this is the sort of stuff you can expect out of them, unfortunately. And I hope it changes. I really hope it does. I say this all the time whenever I get these messages from you guys saying you pick on them, you hate them, blah, blah, blah. I hope it does change. I really do, because you guys out there, you deserve much better than what you got the other day. Interesting to see Luke Brooks has survived this cut. I thought he was going to be a guy that was going to go, to be perfectly honest with you. I've spoken about David Nofaluma a lot. I've never been huge on his body language. I don't like the way that he carries himself. There's just a lot of worrying signs in this team at the moment. And look, I tipped them for the spoon at the start of the year. Do I think they'll get the spoon? No, simply because there are so many worse teams around than them. But I'll tell you what, the Cowboys beat them last week. The Manly Seagulls have just improved out of sight with Tom Trbojevic walking back into the stadium. Canterbury, I mean, they're probably going to stay where they are. They got a couple of guys coming back now. They put in a pretty good performance against the Melbourne Storm. Pretty spirited game there. So the Dragons, who we all thought was going to get the wooden spoon, they've won 4 on a trot now. We'll talk about them later today. So that last place, that wooden spoon, it's pretty open at the moment. And I don't think the West Tigers are that far away from being in that conversation, to be perfectly honest with you. The cattle they've got, they shouldn't be in that conversation. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm seeing, it really worries me. And what I saw from the Tigers the other day has just knocked me over. I cannot believe the performance they put out against the Cowboys. Incredibly disappointing. Madge, he's shaken up the cage. He's made a few changes. Very interesting to see how this one plays out. Excited to see Simkin make his debut this weekend. I think now that Madge has picked him, though, he needs to give him a month. He needs to give him a month in first grade to find his feet. If I see that he swaps him out for Jacob Little over the next few weeks, I will be filthy. I think it will say a lot about the panic stations this club is at. And, I mean, here we are. It's round 6 we're about to go into. Yeah, Tigers have won, one or two games? I think one game. And I think you could see the pressure mounting on Madge already the other day. So it's going to be a very interesting season to see how this one plays out. They got a couple of games that are definitely winnable over the next few weeks. They'll obviously take on Manly. They'll take on the Dragons. They'll take on the Titans. That'll be a tough one. Then they'll take on the Newcastle Knights, missing a number of troops. The Warriors, God knows where they're going to be at over the next few weeks, couple of injuries and whatnot. Then they take on the Dragons again. So there are a couple of games there that they can potentially win, and then they head into a pretty tough run where they take on the Panthers, the Parramatta Eels, the Melbourne Storm, the South Sydney Rabbitohs into the round 17 bye. So if this West Tigers side, if they don't win two of the next four or five, there's going to be a month of top shelf footy sides coming their way. Origin may help them a little bit, but the way that a lot of these systems play compared to the Tigers, I would be very, very worried about them over the next two or three months. And if I was Michael Maguire, I would be very nervous about my job. I said this before a ball was kicked this year. You all told me, oh, he's re-signed. It's all good. It's happy. It's all smiles. It's not. It simply isn't. Go and watch that press conference the other day. These Tigers, they are in a little bit of disarray. I think it's going to be a very interesting few weeks. Fingers crossed, once again, I'm completely wrong and they turn it around for you guys, the West Tigers fans, because the loyalty you've shown, the dedication you've shown to this side, you deserve better than what you got on Sunday afternoon at Leichhardt Oval when we were remembering one of the great Magpies of all time, Tommy Raddatikas.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.